with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel as part of efforts to advance and bolster the Gaza ceasefire.
Vice President Vance and other White House envoys showed optimism over how the ceasefire is playing out in the Middle East. They said progress was better than anticipated as they visited a new center in Israel for civilian and military cooperation. Vance also urged a little patience as Hamas returns the bodies of hostages to Israel.
This is difficult. This is not going to happen overnight.
Vance and others are in Israel to shore up the ceasefire following a deadly violence over the weekend and questions over the plan for long-term peace. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The government shutdown continues with no end in sight. Senate Republicans met with President Trump at the White House today. President Trump says Republicans will not bow to Democrats trying to extort them.
Today I'm calling on every Senate Democrat to stop the madness, to let our country get back. In the greatest moment in the history of our country in terms of wealth, in terms of job creation, and in terms of investment coming in, these guys go on strike. It's really a shame. So I'm asking them to be smart. It's not working. They're getting killed in the polls. The public understands what they're doing. They're doing the wrong thing.
The government shutdown is entering its fourth week. Plans are on hold for President Trump to sit down with Russian leader Vladimir Putin to talk about resolving the war in Ukraine. The meeting had been announced last week. It was supposed to take place in Budapest, Hungary, although a date had not been set. The decision was made following a call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 218 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36. This is SRN News. The long-awaited breakup of the Anglican Church is happening.
Conservative bishops, mostly centered in Africa and Latin America, have formally announced that they will no longer accept the authority of the Archbishop of Canterbury and will no longer be in communion with the Church of England proper. The split centers on issues of homosexuality and biblical authority and has been brewing for years. The recent selection of a liberal female bishop to be the new Archbishop appears to have been the final straw. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two historic churches in Iraq destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned since ISIS was defeated, but religious freedom groups report about 70 Christian families now live in Mosul, and the reopening of the churches will be welcome. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Despite gloom and doom predictions about the impact of tariffs, one of the big three automakers offers a somewhat rosier financial outlook.
General Motors anticipates a smaller than feared impact from tariffs, and the automaker is boosting its full-year adjusted earnings forecast as its third quarter performance topped Wall Street's expectations. General Motors reduced its expectations for the full-year gross impact from tariffs to a range of $3.5 billion to $4.5 billion. Its previous guidance was for $4 billion to $5 billion. Rich Thomason, Washington.
OpenAI has introduced its own web browser. ChatGPT Atlas puts OpenAI now in direct competition with Google and aims to make ChatGPT a gateway to online searches. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up 218 points. And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNnews.com.